Welcome to Falun Gong News, direct from China and around the world, from the Mingwei website. This week's top stories include Seattle, Washington, Falun Dafa highlighted in Torchlight Parade. Adelaide, Australia, Art of Jen Shan Ren International Exhibition touches the hearts of many. Falun Gong practitioners march in Berlin, win support for efforts to end persecution in China. Sweden, guides introduce Falun Gong on tours of Stockholm City Hall. Minghui report 473 newly reported cases of Falun Gong practitioners sentenced for their faith. And students at the University of Sydney join Falun Dafa Club. Now for the stories. Seattle, Washington, Falun Dafa highlighted in Torchlight Parade. With 67 years of tradition, the 10-week Sea Fair Festival is one of the biggest celebrations in the northwestern U.S., reaching around 2.2 million people. Falun Dafa practitioners performed in the celebration's highlight, the Torchlight Parade, on the evening of July 30, 2016. This year, the parade featured 117 groups from nearby states, Canada, and other regions in North America, and drew hundreds of thousands of spectators. The light purple, well-lit Falun Dafa float marched at around 8:30 p.m. and was met with warm applause along the entire route. KIRO-TV, one of the major television stations in the Seattle metropolitan area, reviewed last year's performance half an hour before the parade began. The preview included the Falun Dafa waist drum team. During the parade, KIRO-TV filmed the practitioners' performance from panoramic close-up and overhead views, bringing their banners, float, and waist drummers to more than 700,000 viewers. The float was also included in the news on the station's social media site. A camera crew member from the Seattle Post-Intelligencer newspaper repeatedly praised the performance as he took pictures. "This is really awesome." Falun Dafa, also known as Falun Gong, is an ancient meditation system that improves mind and body, said the host as the group passed the stage. He said the float, which was designed based on the Chinese treasure ship used for seven voyages during the early 15th century Ming Dynasty, had won at least 11 awards in previous parades. The meditation practice, as demonstrated by practitioners on the float, has also brought people inner peace, said the host. Patty Goose, who watched the parade with two friends, was astonished by the practitioners' float and performances. She exclaimed, "Bravo, this is truly magnificent. It is the best performance I've ever seen." Upon hearing that Falun Dafa practitioners are persecuted in China for their belief, and have even become victims of forced organ harvesting for profit by the Chinese communist regime, she was startled and said, "I am sorry to hear of this tragedy. It should not have happened." French immigrant Mirez was watching the parade with her granddaughter and took many photos of the practitioner's performance. Like Patty, she also hopes to learn the Falun Dafa exercises in the future.
Adelaide, Australia. Art of Jen Shan Ren International Exhibition touches the hearts of many. The Art of Jen Shan Ren, Truthfulness, Compassion, Forbearance, International Exhibition was held at the Black Diamond Gallery in Adelaide, South Australia on July 2nd through 17th, 2016. This was the fourth time the exhibition has been held in this gallery. The exhibition included over 30 paintings that manifest the grace of Falun Dafa, also known as Falun Gong, and expose the brutal persecution the practice faces from China's communist regime. The artists all practice Falun Gong. In the open ceremony, the hostess explained, "This exhibition intends to show the grace of Falun Dafa and brutal persecution it faces in China, and also the heavenly principle of karmic retribution, and the encouragement and hope that comes from righteous belief." City Councilor, "The paintings deliver a wake-up call." City Councilor Carol Martin attended the opening ceremony on July 2nd and said, "I am fortunate to be here for the opening of this art exhibition. I am inspired and learned a lot, including the meaning of the three words, truth, compassion, forbearance." The art exhibition has traveled to over 200 cities in more than 40 countries. She said that the graceful practice was being horribly persecuted in China. "The persecution in China reminds us to take action on human rights abuses. I hope more people will view the paintings." This was her first time to view the paintings. She was touched and felt that the paintings delivered a wake-up call that each of us needs to hear. Art lover inspired from viewing the paintings. Jaden is an art lover and enjoys meditating and communing with nature. He said he felt strong, positive energy in the gallery. He was touched and inspired from viewing the paintings. He said the paintings were arranged in good order to inspire viewers step by step and call on them to think of the meaning of life. He became interested in Falun Dafa and took relevant informational materials. Adelaide is a well-known tourist destination in South Australia. Tourists from other countries were among the viewers. Rebecca and Kirsty from England viewed each painting carefully and read the introductions. Seeing the painting about state-sanctioned organ harvesting atrocities, killing thousands of Falun Gong practitioners, they exclaimed, "Horrible." They said they were not aware of the persecution before. They signed the petition against the persecution right away. Rebecca said to the guide, "It is a good trip for us to view these paintings and learn about these things. I can fully understand the message and the contrast of kindness and evil in each painting. I also felt enormous power and hope." By the end of the 15-day exhibition, many visitors had left touching comments in the guest book to praise the paintings and express how the exhibition had touched their hearts.
Falun Gong practitioners march in Berlin, win support for efforts to end persecution in China. Several hundred Falun Gong practitioners gathered in Berlin, Germany on July 30, 2016, to hold a march and rally opposing the ongoing persecution in China. The participants came from Germany and surrounding countries. Many spectators expressed their support for the practitioners' efforts to end the persecution. Falun Gong is a spiritual discipline rooted in traditional Chinese culture and based on the principles of truthfulness, compassion, and forbearance. As the number of people practicing Falun Gong exceeded the membership of the Chinese Communist Party, then-President Jiang Zemin saw Falun Gong's popularity as a threat and launched a violent campaign to eradicate the group in 1999. Since then, thousands of practitioners have been tortured to death in the persecution, which continues today. Berlin resident, how can human beings do such a thing? The procession arrived in front of the Chinese embassy, where practitioners held a rally. Many pedestrians paused to watch the performance by the Divine Land Marching Band and listen to the speeches. Lothar Kretzner, 83, said that forced organ harvesting from living practitioners can happen only in a country that is under totalitarian control. He said indignantly, "How can human beings do such a thing?" Lothar encouraged practitioners, saying, "Whatever you think is right, you should fight for it." He said he fully understood what can happen under communist control, as he had lived in the former West Berlin, while his sister lived in East Berlin, the two parts of the city separated by a wall for 28 years. She was not allowed to meet with him before her death. Ms. Dao from Beijing was visiting her daughter in Germany. She watched the march and recorded video footage with her phone. She followed the procession to its destination and shed tears on several occasions. She said, "I am moved. We don't know about the persecution in China. So many Falun Gong practitioners." A practitioner told her, "The Chinese Communist Party intentionally destroys traditional Chinese culture. Otherwise, people would believe in the divine, and the party can't maintain control. That's why it persecutes Falun Gong. The practice is rooted in Chinese traditional culture." "I know," Ms. Dao said. "I came to Germany in 2013 and intended to take a look abroad. Now I know that the Communist Party's propaganda is lies and want to deny it in my mind." She agreed to withdraw her membership from the Communist Youth League.
Sweden. Guides introduce Falun Gong on tours of Stockholm City Hall. Demonstrations of the Falun Gong exercises and informational display boards have become a part of Stockholm City Hall tours. Accompanied by soothing exercise music, guides explain to the tourists what Falun Gong is and the reason practitioners come here each day, to tell the public about the ongoing persecution of the meditation practice in China. Stockholm City Hall is one of Sweden's most famous buildings and one of the capital's most visited attractions. Famous for its grand ceremonial halls and unique art pieces, the venue hosts the Nobel Prize banquet held on the 10th of December each year. It also houses offices for 200 people, including the Municipal Council. Since the tourist season started in May, thousands have visited City Hall. Many tourists from China going abroad for the first time were surprised to see people doing the Falun Gong exercises in public. The spiritual discipline and meditation practice has been persecuted by the communist regime in China since 1999. Some would comment, "Ah, this is Falun Gong. How do they dare to exercise in public here? Look, there are so many Westerners, too." Those who go abroad often would explain to their fellow tourists, "Falun Gong is everywhere in other countries. It's very popular." Some were excited to see Falun Gong again and read out the words on the banners, "Falun Dafa is good." After noticing how Westerner practitioners had their legs crossed perfectly in meditation and how elegant their exercise movements were, a few said they wanted to learn Falun Gong too. Other Chinese tourists stayed quiet, returned practitioners' greetings with a smile, and happily accepted pamphlets that explained Falun Gong and the persecution in China, including the state-sanctioned killing of practitioners for their organs. The tour guides have come to understand and support the practitioners' demonstrations over time. The kindness demonstrated in the practitioners' actions and words has changed the tour guides. Some Chinese guides have become good friends with practitioners and often help them distribute informational materials to tourists.
Minghui Report, 473 newly reported cases of Falun Gong practitioners sentenced for their faith. According to data compiled by Minghui.org, 473 more Falun Gong practitioners in China are now confirmed to have been sentenced to prison for their faith. These citizens were imprisoned for refusing to renounce their belief, as the communist authorities are ordering them to do, and for talking to the public about the Chinese regime's persecution of Falun Gong. While the 473 cases are newly reported in the first half of 2016, they concern practitioners sentenced both in 2016 and in years prior. The exact times of each practitioner's arrest and sentencing remain to be investigated. Six die after being sentenced to prison. Imprisoned practitioners are often brutally tortured and psychologically abused. Five of those sentenced are confirmed to have died in prison, with a sixth practitioner losing her life shortly after being granted medical parole. The following report details each practitioner's ordeal. Cause of arrest and sentences. Most practitioners were arrested because they were reported to or caught by police for distributing information about the persecution of Falun Gong. Some were taken into custody because they had been monitored by the police for refusing to renounce Falun Gong. A portion of practitioners were targeted because they filed criminal complaints against former Chinese leader Jiang Zemin for launching the persecution of Falun Gong, violating their constitutional right to freedom of belief. More than 200,000 Falun Gong practitioners have filed criminal complaints against Jiang Zemin since May 2015, in some cases resulting in police retaliation. The first half of 2016 saw 59 practitioners sentenced to prison for suing Jiang. In addition to sentencing practitioners for refusing to renounce their beliefs, the courts have also levied heavy fines on some of them. These sentenced practitioners represent almost every province and centrally controlled municipality. Liaoning Province had the most sentenced, followed by Hebei, Heilongjiang, and Shandong. Those sentenced include teachers, physicians, retirees, border patrol agents, company managers, and homemakers.
Students at the University of Sydney join Falun Dafa Club. Many student organizations recruit new members by setting up stands during the first week of new semesters on university campuses in Australia. A Falun Dafa Club was recently established at the University of Sydney and set up a stand to introduce the practice to new students on July 26th to 29th, 2016. More than 60 people registered to join the Falun Dafa Club within 4 days, including some from mainland China. Local Falun Dafa practitioners demonstrated the exercises, which drew the attention of many students. Emily said she had tried meditation before but did not persevere due to her busy schedule. Hearing that there is no time limit in practicing Falun Dafa, and that one can gradually reach tranquility, she registered to join the club and asked the practitioner on site to be sure to email her. Nikita said she liked meditation, but this was the first time she had been introduced to Falun Dafa, and looks forward to learning it herself. Many students felt it hard to understand why such a graceful practice is being persecuted in China, and were shocked to learn about the organ harvesting atrocities. Many said they would research the persecution on the internet. Many Chinese students were interested in the club too, but had questions because of the false propaganda defaming Falun Dafa that they had heard back at home in China. One student from Beijing registered to join the club. She and her companion were suspicious of the propaganda about Falun Dafa in China, as they are aware of the Communist Party tactics to persecute dissidents. A practitioner answered their questions and explained what Falun Dafa is and why the party wants to persecute it. The two Chinese students asked a practitioner from Beijing, "Why do you practice Falun Dafa?" The practitioner shared the many benefits she had experienced in practicing Falun Dafa and told them more about the persecution in China. The two students joined the club and took some informational materials.
Thank you for listening to the Minghui Radio podcast. For more information, including news about the persecution of Falun Gong practitioners in China and experience sharing stories by practitioners around the world, please visit our website at en.minghui.org.